Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Little Jimmy bringing us back. Jimi Hendrix. All Along the Watchtower. I think that's a cover of a Bob Dylan song there, if I'm not mistaken. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I hope you'll come join my website. Go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Everything there is just so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Go see what you can find. You got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something you can do, you can read or listen to there. And it's our goal is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in everything that we do. Paul Howard is here. He's our friend, a senior fellow with the director of the Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress. We're talking about ethical behavior, or the lack of which in our governments, not only, you know, state governments, local governments. I mean, Birmingham, Alabama just had the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the galaxy. And you can't tell me that we're not going to find out that there was some corruption going on there, Paul. And we got, you know, the federal government basically is bankrupt, and you can't tell me that part of that isn't corruption. I gotta wonder about the judgment that was used when Congress basically stole $3 trillion from the Social Security Trust Fund. Paul, and so when you do things like that, it's not a great leap for presidents and members of Congress to favor their friends, is it?
No, and you know, it creates this cycle of going to the regulators, going to the congressmen to try and get an advantage for your company. Or for your product in the marketplace, and that slows down innovation, slows down job growth, because then the companies that are succeeding are not the most innovative, not the best creators.
Because government doesn't know how to pick. Government should not be in the business of picking winners and losers. Frankly, Paul, and I would tell any of them who would stand in front of me, I'd look them right in their face and say, you're just not that smart.
And none of us individually are. It has to be that
That's competition right. In
the market. You've got to step back and let things work them out and let the mass of people, the wisdom of the crowds decide over time.
That's
and
right.
Not try to pick your favorite.
That's the beauty of a free market economy. Now, Paul, we all know about Solyndra. We all know that Solyndra was a failing company when it got $528 million or something like some ridiculous number like that, and that the money was literally pumped into the company against advice on many levels, for whatever reason. I don't know what motivated the Obama administration to do this, but they did, and that money basically was. I mean, there was almost not even a period of excitement about the possibilities. It went bankrupt so quick after the money was put in. And you're saying that there's more coming now in other industries.
Well, it looks like we've got another example of this over in the biotech sector. A couple of years ago, actually under the Bush administration, Congress passed legislation to ramp up the purchase of vaccines or drugs to be used against potential bioterrorism attacks. But what the Obama administration did is hand out a no-bid contract, which Obama expressly promised he wouldn't do during his campaign in 2008, to a company whose major shareholder is a Democratic billionaire, Ron Cohen.
Now, I think when you and I say no bid, that seems intuitive, but in case it's not, tell us what a no bid contract means.
Right. So, no bid contract is, and there could be a good reason for this. So if there's only one company that's big enough or makes a particular type of contract, what will happen is the government will just say, look, we could do this bidding process, but there's no one else who really fits the definition of what we need for this product or this contract, and we're going to give it to this company. But of course,
for example, if the United States government wanted to buy the largest passenger plane that is made in America, they'd have to buy
Boeing,
it from Boeing.
Right. They'd have to buy it from Boeing.
Okay, go ahead.
So, exactly. So, but in this case, obviously, you've got the biotech sector lots of thriving companies there. They wanted to look for a smallpox drug, and they went to this company called SIGA Technologies with a very large Democratic donor, billionaire, as its chairman, Andy Stern, formerly president of the SEIU, a longtime Democratic fundraiser and ally, on its board, and gave them this over $400 million, $433 million no-bid contract. And when another company tried to compete for the contract, they changed the terms of the contract to make it sole source and to this company.
So you're saying that this wasn't a case of where there was only one company who could fit the specifications. There was actually more than one company who could comply with the specifications and could bid on that business, and the government changed the specs so that company was foreclosed.
That's right. So there was at least one other company that could have bid on this contract. They tried bidding. They actually changed the terms of the contract. And it gets worse from there. The government's own negotiators said that the price of this drug, which we may never use, again, it's against smallpox, so it's this disease that's been eradicated since the late 1970s. Very unlikely we'll ever be attacked with it. But just in case, you could say, okay, we might need this drug. But they said, look, the company's asking for triple-digit profits, of over 180% profits on this drug. We don't think it's worth it. We want a lower price. When the company complained, the Obama administration replaced the government's lead negotiator with someone else who said, I'm going to give you a better deal.
Wow. Why do you think this happened? What's your conclusion?
You know, I look at this and I'm flabbergasted because...
Is this crony capitalism?
I think it's either crony capitalism or just tremendously bad judgment. You've got to know, ethics, as you said before, is not just what's illegal. It's it has to do with integrity. It has to do with the process.
Integrity has no need of rules. Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Both are sentiments that should be applied by leaders. Tintail, stay with us. Right back with Paul Howard. He's with the Manhattan Institute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.